What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm with Ross Givens. Ross Givens is a 20-year veteran in the stock market, and there's nobody better to bring on to talk about what I want to talk about here because I've been told behind the scenes that there's a lot of these inside trading going on, and this could be how the dominoes begin to fall. I got a video that I want to play for everyone. First of all, thank you for joining me, Ross.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I want to play this video of David Hogg, DNC vice chairman. And I guess is this here right here, David Hogg, Vice Chair, Democratic National Committee, admitting of the illegal activity that obviously Pelosi and many other congressmen do. And I'm wondering, could we tie this together with all of them? And I know they're all guilty of doing this, and I've been told to watch this. So I'm gonna go ahead and play this video, okay, Ross?
Okay.
She's actually very good at her job. I don't agree with the stock trading stuff. I mean, she gets better returns than almost every hedge fund in this city every year. Some of these members of Congress make trades that are like way too well timed to not have like insider knowledge. They happen to be some of the best financial analysts in human history.
Have you spoken against that?
I've talked to them in the past, but it's also like, I know that if I pick that fight, it's going to be harder for us to get gun control passed. So I pick my battle.
Wow, so they want gun control passed. And so what he's saying here, he knows she's guilty of this. So what do they come in? What kind of salary do they come in with? And then they turn into these hand over fist multi-millionaires. What's the salary of a congresswoman?
Somewhere, I think it was 188,000, maybe $200,000 now, depending. Not enough to be worth 200 million like
Right,
Pelosi
and
is.
she's 200 million. I'm going to continue
Yeah.
playing this.
Like, the hardest part about my job is I just want to burn everything down because it's all so corrupt. But you got to pick your battles and slowly build your momentum.
Yeah.
All right. So obviously here, man, I mean, he's DNC vice chairman openly saying she's guilty of this. Is that enough to get her for something? I mean, you can't, she goes into this, $150,000, $200,000 salary, whatever it is, probably less than that, and comes out a multi-millionaire because she knows how to do insider trading.
That's right.
That's what it is. So how can we bust him for this is what I'm trying to think here. Like, this is like serious. These are serious allegations coming from
Yeah.
this guy.
No, yeah, it's here's the tough part of the legality because the fact is this is an open secret on Capitol Hill, okay? All these guys do it. I'm not gonna say every single one, but more do it than not. They have private inside information. They use that information to make a lot of money in a stock market. And as he said, I mean, you've got Pelosi who beats the top hedge funds in the world every year. You know, hedge funds are teams of hundreds of people with decades of experience, MBAs, massive amounts of research, eight computer monitors watching the market every second of the day, and Pelosi's over here picking up stocks on her cell phone, outperforming them every year, right? It just doesn't add up. And everyone knows this goes on.
But
And I
this
can give
is
you examples
illegal,
of just,
correct?
what's that?
This is illegal.
It is. Here's the thing. Insider trading is illegal, but the tough part is proving it, right? So, you know, Pelosi, for example, I'll give you a quick example of what she's done in the past, and I can show you some others as well. But, take a stock like Nvidia. Okay, it's a huge runner last year, like 1,000%. And that's because 2 years ago, Congress passed a piece of legislation called the CHIPS Act, and they gave $54 billion to Nvidia and the other chip companies. So if that happens, okay, you're a publicly traded company, the government's about to give you $5, $10 billion to juice up production, to make more chips, and your stock's gonna soar. Well, she knows that. She puts this bill through. She knows it's gonna pass. She's the ultimate power broker in DC. So before that bill passes, she goes out and loads up on Nvidia stock. In fact, she went out and bought options on Nvidia, which is this highly leveraged play. And then so when Nvidia stock takes off, her options double, triple, quadruple. She makes millions of
So there's a
dollars.
pattern here with her. There's a
Very
pattern.
much so. Yeah, 15, 18-year pattern. The problem is, prove it. You have to prove that that's why she bought the stock. You
But
can
haven't
prove she
people
knew
been
it. You can
taken
prove it
down
was
for
wrong.
shit for stuff like this? I mean, haven't we
Well,
seen people get taken down for insider trading?
We have. It's just very difficult because there's loopholes written in there. So listen, we've been doing this since I've been doing this since 2017. We've got a service. We track these insiders. We alert our members. We've beaten the market every single year. We're up over 1900% over the last 7 years, just following their trades. Like, we show people how to do this. Like, we have a free training event coming up this coming Thursday. It's online. There's a link below. I'll show you how to do it. But the tough thing about the legality is, again, you have to have a solid chain of evidence that, oh, she knew this. There's a text message. She said, hey, I heard this in a committee meeting. I think the stock's going to go up. Let's go ahead and buy it. And so what it would take to convict the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, one of the most politically powerful people in the country, is massive. And so they're just not going to do it. She's been doing this for 15 years. Everyone knows, like I said. But the
She's
only
just too
silver
powerful.
lining,
She's just way too powerful to take
she's too
down at this point.
powerful. And you think, well, there's other politicians. There's junior senators and representatives you could bust for this, right? Yeah, sure. But then that, as you said, starts the domino effect of getting all the others. And when you've got a body of people who write the laws, who have to vote to approve the laws, to get them to write a law that takes away their honey hole, that takes away their ability to make $5, $10 million over their term, it's not going to happen without, an extreme political cost.
So your philosophy in all this is if you can't beat them, join them. I mean, kind of, right?
I mean, pretty much, yeah. And look, people don't always love it. And I say, listen, I don't like what they're doing either. It's not moral. It's not ethical. We didn't send them up there to enrich themselves, but they're going to do it. They've been doing it for 30 years. They're
I
going to
mean,
do it 30
Marjorie
years
Taylor
from
Greene has
now.
done some of this, right?
What's that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, hasn't she been guilty? Well, I guess we can't say guilty, but she's done this, right? She's been doing this. She's
They've
actually
tried to
doing this.
accuse her. So I don't think hers is bad because, she's in there buying $10,000, $15,000 worth of a stock here and there. She could be. I'd be surprised if somebody would risk their political future to make an extra 10 or 20 grand. Pelosi's making 2, 3, 4 million a lick when she does this stuff,
Two to
right?
three to 4 million a lick every time she does this, just
Yeah, I mean, look,
stacking her
she
bank
bought
account.
a yeah, she buys these stocks, and like I said, when she really knows something, she goes in heavy. So, Biden signed an executive order during his term that mandated the entire federal fleet to go electric. Well, at that time, who's the biggest, well, still today, but who's the big electric vehicle company? Who's the one that's going to go up? Tesla, right? Well, what do you know? Ms. Pelosi loads up millions of dollars worth of Tesla stock a week before Buddy signed that. So the only silver lining and what I try to tell people is I understand it's bad, it sucks, but you can see their trades. And so at the very minimum, let your crooked politician share these insider tips with you. Follow when they're buying a stock. Let them tip you off to this information, and you can make 40 and 50 and 80% annual returns right alongside them.
A
So,
lot of people are scared right now because, I mean, we just don't know what the economy is doing. A lot of people are blaming the tariffs and
sure.
things like that. So people don't really know which way to move. And then now this big, beautiful bill, I guess that's going to take Elon out of the picture, right? It's going to electric
Seems
vehicles are going
like
to
it.
suffer big from this, right? So how is that going to affect Nancy if she's invested so much in Tesla? She just sells and then.
Well, that's the thing. You can get, I mean, she's long out of that trade, right? She buys these call options that maybe are going to expire in 3 or 6, maybe 12 months. So she's in this thing for a quarter or two, makes 2 or 3 million bucks, and she's out the way. You mentioned, yes, we have, it's a very volatile period. We have the tariffs going on. We have stock market dropping 25% or rising 25%. We have these AI stocks and quantum computer stocks. But this is very, very good for this strategy because, again, these stocks are moving based on information the public doesn't know. I'll give you a great example. 2 weeks ago, Trump signed an executive order basically fast-tracking nuclear development in the U.S. When he did that, the market moves in anticipation of this stuff. And so when he did that, all these little tiny nuclear stocks that have been, that don't do a ton of business, suddenly they could see hundreds of millions or billions of dollars in revenue. So within hours of Trump just announcing he's going to sign an executive order, these stocks are up 30, 40, 50 plus percent. So if you knew that Trump was about to sign his executive order, he's about to announce it, you could have gone and bought these stocks the week before, the day before, and made thousands or millions of dollars. That's the edge these politicians have. And so by tracking their trades, by seeing why are nine Democrats suddenly buying this little $2 nuclear stock or this little off-the-radar AI stock all out of nowhere, maybe I should buy some and follow along. Then the news unfolds, the stock shoots up, you take your profits, and yeah, they're scumbags, but I promise you're not going to be near as mad at them if you just made 50 grand following along. You
So,
see what I'm
dude, I
saying?
wonder, what if, can you like comb through the big, beautiful bill and see who stands to gain and who stands to lose on this? And
You
then
can, but that
hedge
stuff's
your bets on that?
largely priced in. You know, the big stock movements come from unexpected news. That's the why the market crashed in this tariff situation. Nobody thought he's going to implement 30 and 80 and 100% tariffs on countries, right? We thought there'd be 10 and 15 and 20. The market roared back when suddenly he paused on all these tariffs. So it's these unexpected events that caused the really big stock movements. And every stock you see that doubled in a week or tripled in a month, it's because something the public and Wall Street did not expect came out. It's you know, a new AI model that puts ChatGPT to shame. It's, you know, an executive order, something like that. So there's never been a better time for these politicians. They're going to make more money this year than they made in the last year and the year before, and they made huge money in those years. So what we do is just show people how to follow this stuff. And like I said, we do these free training events every couple of months. We have one coming up. It's this Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern. I think there's a link below. You can sign up. It's totally free, but all this is public information. And so we just try to empower people, kind of level the playing field and say, look, you can see what they're buying. You can see exactly when they're buying it.
You're
You can
following
follow
it. You're
along.
following the whales. You're
That's
following.
it.
Yeah.
And we just filter for the ones that are really obvious. You know, some guy buys $5,000 of Apple stock, you know, la-di-da. But if you've got three politicians, the chief executive officer, two members of the board, suddenly putting hundreds of thousands in their little
And
$2
you have a
stock.
software that follows this. You have a way to map this, follow it, track and trace it to where then you hand it down to the p to your clients and say,
That's
this
right.
is what
So
you got
there's
to
two
do, or do
ways
you
we
do it
do this.
for
We
them?
yeah, we have members who we do this for them. That's why the track record I mentioned, we're up like 1900% the last 7 years. That's from doing that. We send them, you know, three, four, five times a month. There's just a big, obvious no-brainer. We send it to them by here. They've done very well. But for people that want to learn to do this themselves, we have these training events. And so we show you how to find this stuff. You can filter it down. Say, show me the stocks that, you know, at least five of these people have bought. Show me ones they've bought $1 million or more. Show me the ones where you've got executives that have been there five, six, 7 years, never bought, and they just bought three times in a week, right? Things that you just kind of put the overall picture together, and they're very, very obvious. And so that's really all we're doing. We're saying, look, we know you have inside information. We know you're going to take advantage of this, but we're going to let you feed us those same tips.
What do
We're
you
going to
see?
piggyback you.
Have you been following this Elon Trump
Oh, yeah.
drama? Okay, so where do you think this is going to go, man? Like, do you think this is going to ultimately take Elon out? I mean, is he going to cancel all those government contracts? I mean, what do you think? Where are you following this? Because I think this could potentially be something big. Because maybe it'll tank Elon, or maybe Elon will skyrocket.
Well, listen, if the last 15 years have taught us anything, you don't bet against Elon Musk.
No.
Everything the man touches has worked. And yeah, I think it's going to be a big rift between him and Trump. You know, he, in a way, he feels like he was sold a bad bag of goods. You know, he said, listen, you've got the richest, most, one of the smartest men on earth, takes 4 months of his life when he could be on a 200-foot yacht surrounded by supermodels if he wanted to, watches the value of his company fall by hundreds of billions of dollars, all to give his time to cut waste, to cut spending. And a lot of these senators just kind of said, yeah, we're not going to vote on that. Yeah, we're going to pass this bill. We're going to raise the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. So I can understand why he was hurt. Honestly, what I think the last thing he said on that he put on his X account was, should there be a third political party that represents the 80% in the middle? And I think there's a good chance he could be the one to fund and start something like that because
I
you know it's
agree with you.
true,
And
you
I've
know?
been thinking about this. It was kind of like, and of course, everyone on my channel knows I'm a Trump supporter, whatever.
Sure.
But I mean, Elon really put a lot out there, and he risked his reputation, his companies,
Oh,
and he
yeah.
went out there and put it all on the line for Trump. And he did help him get elected in a lot of ways. He did help him clean up the government. So I can see why there's this
Yeah.
drama. I'm just wondering if it's theater or not, if this is like
I
just.
don't think it's theater. Some folks have said that. You know, it's a tough thing with Trump because look, I'm a big Trump supporter. I voted for Trump the last every chance I had. I've been fully supportive. But you know, if we get to a point where you just have to blindly support someone, you can't say I disagree with this thing he did here. Then we are no better than the
Yeah.
blue-haired communists, whatever, that are going to
Yeah.
fight to the grave that Biden was all there. Like you have to be able to. There's no one that's going to do 100% what you want. And so I'm a big supporter of Trump. Big picture, I love it. I don't believe in the way he did the tariffs. I do think this bill needs some more cuts in there because when's the next time you're going to have a chance like this?
Right.
Where you have, you
I
know.
almost feel like maybe Elon was expecting a deal, like maybe because Trump is going in with Palantir. And I'm wondering, maybe Elon was promised something like that, and he's like, "Dude, really?" Like he's stepping back, going, "I'm not getting this." I thought we were. I just an instinct, just a hunch. I don't have any
You
validation.
could be right. I don't.
You know what I
I
mean?
don't
Like,
read
how
that
dare
into them.
you go to this Peter Thiel and all them when I helped you get elected and I cleaned up the government with Doge? Maybe Elon was expecting something, a
It's
deal.
possible. I mean, to me, the counter argument to that is, look, this guy sacrifices. I mean, electric vehicles for years have been Democrat cars, right? I mean,
Right.
the EV thing, like you and I like V8s and you know
Right.
diesel trucks and like you know. It's a Republican thing. So
Yeah.
Elon was their hero for the last
You won't
15
see
years.
me in a Prius.
And yeah, it's not going to ever happen, right? But he gave that up. I mean, he turned his entire customer base against him. I mean, Tesla went from being worth, I don't know, a trillion, trillion and a half. I mean, hundreds of billions of dollars that he watched wipe out that may or may not ever come back. So it's hard for me to say you're willing to take that sacrifice. Which, I mean, there could be some of that, like you said, but I tend to think Elon is fairly principled, and I do think his anger is genuine over the fact that there's not enough cuts in the bill. I don't think all that is Trump's fault. I think there's some points that there's only so much we can
But how
do.
much
I
of
want the
the EV
tax
industry is he
cuts.
taking out in this bill?
What's that?
How much of the EV industry, electric vehicle industry, is he hurting in this
Well, he's
bill?
taken out the EV tax credits, but you know, Elon's been on record for years saying cancel the EV tax credits. I don't, you know, I want to compete fairly. There doesn't need to be take out the EV credits, take out the oil and gas tax
That's
credits.
all that
Like,
was in there?
what?
The taking out the EV credits, that's it? I thought it was more than that.
The stuff that would hurt Elon? No, just that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, the bomb that Elon dropped on him was pretty bad, man. But
Yeah, it
I don't
doesn't look
know. I
good.
wonder if they can reconcile this. I've been wondering if it's theater, if it's not. I've been wondering if it's something that we should follow, especially you. I
Yeah,
don't.
well, Tesla stock fell 15% today. So
Yeah.
just that, just his little Twitter debate over a day, Twitter fight, his company lost $150 billion in value that day.
But I
So
mean, it'll go right back up, right? I mean, it's just going to shoot back up,
it
correct?
should probably go back up. Yeah, but you know, can you imagine giving up 30, 40, 50
No,
billion dollars in a
no.
day just to speak your mind? I'd shut up and just take
Yeah,
it, you
yeah,
know.
yeah. Sorry.
But that's me. So yeah, I mean it's an interesting time for sure. You know, the insider trading stuff, it's like, look, it's not gonna get handled. You've got the DNC vice chair admitting this is going on. They all know what's going on. They're not gonna do anything about it because again, we have bigger problems. We are in a debt spiral to the point that this country will be completely bankrupt in 10 to 12 years if we don't take action. We've got you know, we've never been more divided on pretty much every single issue. There's big stuff out there, and these politicians insider trading, is it wrong? Absolutely. But you know, my hot take on this is they're not really hurting anybody,
This
and
is almost like card counting at the casino with what you're doing. I mean, this is
well, yeah, in a
kind
way,
of, yeah. So like my audience, a lot of them are older and they
sure,
say, no, I'm sticking with gold and silver.
gold's great now, yeah.
And some of them are going into crypto. They're not too sure about crypto like me. I don't know which crypto to
Yeah,
get.
I'm
I'm
not a
just
crypto
buying a little
guy.
bit, but this is a little different because you found a way, you kind of hacked the system. You found a way to, well, hey, you're just following what they do. If you can't beat them, join them.
That's it. Yeah, and you know, listen, I'm big on gold. I've been bullish on gold for a year and a half since we got above 2,000. I think we'll see $5,000 to $8,000 an ounce of
What's it at
gold.
right now?
3,600 an ounce, something like that. I mean, it's on the
Golly.
move. And listen, it's we're printing money at a crazy rate. And if you know you follow the logic of what's happening, we continue to spend. We continue to increase the debt. 10 years from now, according to the congressional whatever budget office, CBO, in 10 years, every dollar of taxes we bring in is going to go to just paying the interest. And at that point, it's broken. You have no more money. So your options are print, 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 print into oblivion, which causes massive inflation. You default on the debt, which collapses the currency, also causes massive inflation, unemployment, et cetera. You raise taxes to 70, 80%, where that just falls apart as well because everyone exits. You bring in massive immigration, but I don't think that solves the problem either. It opens up a lot of others. So all these things lead to huge inflation, total market collapse, and all those things point to gold being the only place to hide. So I would never tell people to get out of gold. My thought is, though, it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen next year. So in the meantime, if I can follow some of these politicians, also the corporate insiders, we can follow CEOs and CFOs. I see them all piling into this little stock. I mean, for example, we got in one last year, a little biotech company. They're in the middle of drug trials. It's 40 cents a share. Everyone's waiting to see how the drug trials go. Suddenly, 11 executives buy this stock in a week. CEO, CFO, vice president, board members, chief medical officer, they're all piling in. All we did was follow along. That stock quadrupled in 4 months. So if I can pepper in a couple of these in the meantime, I don't care if you put 10 grand in the stock, double it, and then take your 20 and go buy gold. That's fine. But, I just right now, there's so much uncertainty. Riding the index has been a rocky ride. If you can just kind of tactically get into a few of these stocks here and there, two, three, four opportunities a month, just put a few dollars in there, ride them up. And when you think about it, especially on the corporate side, if you've got the CEO, the chief financial officer, the board, all these people in the company who know it inside out, suddenly taking hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of their own money, buying their own stock at market price, like they're not going to do that before some very bad news comes out.
100%.
Right. So just that alone is going to make your investing much less risky. And oftentimes they're going to do that because they know they're about to announce a huge earnings beat. Deliver a big drug trial, get a big government contract, whatever it may be. And so that's how we get these returns. We've beat the market every year. It's not that every single stock is not 100%, but it's like, okay, this one went down 4 or 5, this one up 7 or 8, this one went up 80. We've been on 7 weeks from 80% already, And
Wow.
so you get a few of those in there and it can really move the needle. You're fighting inflation, you're fighting a rising cost of living, but if you're growing your money at 30, 40, 50% a year, like Pelosi and the others are doing,
No-brainer. It's a
yeah,
no-brainer.
it's going to help with that. And so that's what we do. We show people how to do this in these free events. We do have a service that we do this for our members. People just want this. We've got a lot of happy members that have done very well with it. But I encourage people to come check this out. It's free. It's this Thursday. It's online. Anybody can attend. Doesn't cost you anything. It'll be about
So
an
what is it,
hour
like a
long.
Zoom link or?
Yeah, we do it. We saw it's very similar to Zoom. It's a software called GoToWebinar. The only downside is that the max capacity is 1,000 attendees.
Okay.
This usually fills up, so I encourage people register early, click that link. And even if you can't come, everyone who registers, we're going to send you all the research and our most recent pick. And so we do that just before people come, say, I want you to see what's available to you. And I want to show you a no-brainer where it's like, oh my God, I didn't realize you could see this stuff. And
Well,
so, I encourage people to do that. Click the link, register for it. It's a free event. I'll show you how all this works. Worst case scenario is you leave much, much better, well informed, in an hour.
I'll be there. Ross, man, thank you. I wanted to get your viewpoints, your perspective on all this that's going on with Pelosi and what David Goggs said, the DNC vice chairman. I wanted to get your outlook on that, and then also talk a little bit about Elon and Trump, get your perspective on that. And interesting. Folks, you know what to do. Hit the link below. I appreciate you coming on, Ross. I mean, seriously, this is good. Stay with me just for a second. So it's this Thursday.
Yep, this coming Thursday. So pretty good timing. We're talking today,
Okay.
3 o'clock Eastern time. Just click the link. We'll send you the email, how to join, all that
All right,
stuff.
send me over the link. I'll put it down below, folks. Get started on this. I'll be there. I want to learn. Thanks, Ross. I appreciate you. Stay with me for a second.
Got it.